as we're holding that orange, what that's helping us to think about, what that's representing, is the world that God has created. That's the whole purpose of the orange there. We're part of that world. We're part of that world individually. We're part of that world in friendship groups, in families. We're part of all that God has created there, whether that's groups of people at home, at school, at work, or wherever it is. We're part of God's plan. We're part of what God wanted the world to be about. The thing is, we have to think, don't we, about how the world that we live in, what part we play in it. You know, do we add to the chaos and the mayhem, or do we do our bit to try and make the world a better place and a safer place? Around the orange, you'll see that there's a piece of red tape. There are a couple of things that that represents. First of all, is it's to remind us that that God's love circles the whole world. It encompasses everything and everybody, including us. It also represents the part of the Easter story that's coming in a few months' time, where Jesus' death on the cross and his blood shed for us. And that's representing that there. When we're able to accept God's love for us and realize that we are part of the world that he's created and we are part of his plan, then we can be the ones that make a difference to let Jesus make a difference in our lives, and we can make a difference in other people's lives. We can focus again on those words of hope, love, joy, and peace that I mentioned earlier on. Now, next thing you need to do is just take the candle out of the bag. Make sure your orange is the right way up at this point, because the candle won't go in it otherwise. There's a slot in the top, in one side, one on the top of the candle. In the top of the, yeah, okay, thanks. That's what I've got in the system. In the top of the orange, not in the top of the candle. Just ram your, push your candle into the top of the orange. That's why you've got to put a kitchen towel. Unfold the tin foil once it's in. So push your candle into the top of the orange. That's the next part of what we are thinking about in what the Christingles are representing. In the Bible, Jesus said, at one point, I am the light of the world. And that's what the candle is representing. And we're going to focus on that a bit more a bit later on. Now, next thing you need to do, this is where you need to be very careful, because the sticks that have got the sweets and the fruit on are quite sharp. So just be careful with those. What I want you to do is to take those four, thanks, take those four sticks and put one, put them around the orange. King Herod, Matthew. Matt, King Herod, just hold yours up a minute. Here's one that's already been completed. Yeah, this is what we're aiming for. Put the sticks and the around the edge of the candle like Hannah is doing there. Do you know the four sticks themselves are there to represent the four seasons? They're there to remind us that as the year goes by and one season moves on to another, God is in all of that. This is God's way for things to be. This is God's plan. And the fruit and the sweets on there are to represent the good things that God gives us in our lives. Now, we can all think of something here, can't we? About something in our lives that we want to say thank you to God for. Something that's good in our lives. Give me some suggestions of the things that you would say as you're thinking about that. What are the good things that you know that's in your life? Just shout some things out. Family, thank you. Friends, yep. Stay there. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, you can go. Okay, other things that we want to be able to say, yeah, this is a good thing in my life. Health, yeah, thank you. Work, yeah. There are a lot. Chocolate, who said chocolate? Good answer. Yeah, but only if it's got Cadbury's on the wrapper, okay? Or if it's got Reese's peanut butter cups on the wrapper. They're my two, okay. So we can all think about those things quite carefully, can't we? Just look at what you're holding now. This is the complete Christingle. We're going to light them later on, okay? Just remember as you're holding them that this is representing the significance of all that God is. God's creation of the world, our part in it. We've participated in putting this together. We've played our part by just putting the sticks in, putting the candle in. And that might seem a very simple, basic thing to you, but actually, what that's representing is us acknowledging that we are part of all that God has created and we are part of God's world.